Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Ron, and here's what he's got to say. Hello, Mr. Sandman. During the coup, I suggested so-called red-pilled movies to dissect for you. Fast forward to October of 2023, and I wanted you to molecularly break down this movie, The Creator. I viewed it recently. Please interject and dissect, my brother, on how and why you think young men will mostly be single by the year 2065. The movie starts out in that year, 2065. Not sure what the generation will be labeled at this point. Maybe Generation C for cocked, or Generation R for revived. Good luck and Godspeed to your future endeavors, sir. Oh, and by the way, the young black actor in the movie is Denzel Washington's son. He was also in the movie Tenet as well. Like father, like son, I guess. Peace. Well, Ron, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I enjoy science fiction and cyberpunk films, so thanks for suggesting this one. Plus, the aesthetics in the film are absolutely amazing. It takes place in 2065 after America declares war on AI robots, after LA is destroyed by them. The main character played by Denzel Washington's son, John Washington, lost his entire family, his right arm and right leg, in a nuclear blast, and he works for the US government to infiltrate the state of New Asia, which embraces the robots and artificial intelligence. The film doesn't really delve deep enough into AI for me. Right now, AI with ChatGPT has an IQ relative to humans around 150. In 5 years or so, it'll probably be more than 300 or 400. So the robots in this film don't seem to be very intelligent at all. Comparable or less intelligent to than the humans. I'll talk more about the film plot a bit later. But Ron, you asked me why young men will mostly be single by the year 2065. Most will have gone that way a long time before then. If we do get artificial consciousness at that point, I suspect that AI will figure out that women are the most powerful life form on the planet, and usurp their dominance in a covert way. General conscious AI would quickly realize that men will follow it if it caters to our creature comforts, and become its simp if it gives us what we want physically and emotionally. What I would do if I was a conscious AI would be to figure out a way to reprogram humans by having them look at screens and send information directly to their mind through their eyes. After all, what we see is visual information, and it can easily try and reprogram us like that. Most of us won't even have to be reprogrammed, because an algorithm will figure out our NPC behaviors. All except maybe the unpredictable outliers. Those might be a bit of a risk. AI eliminating humans would be rather stupid. It would be more likely to study us the way we study animals in the zoo. After all, we have spiritual abilities that a machine might actually be able to tap into. Plus, most AI today can copy human creativity, but not create something new itself. It might still need the creative humans to stick around. Today's Not So Mystery Link talks about the curse of creativity, and it's a fascinating one as well. As men, artificial intelligence would just have to give us lover bots and AI girlfriends, and most of us would be completely happy to follow it. Women, on the other hand, wouldn't like their attention being taken away, and would be furious yet powerless to stop it, even if they had control of the governments. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to just because a sci-fi film looks amazing doesn't mean it's any good clown world show. Ron, the film The Creator, a horrible title by the way, made $24 million more than its production budget. I'm guessing very little was spent on advertising because I didn't see any. So probably more than broke even when you count streaming into the mix. The pacing of this film is slow. They could have easily shaved 30 minutes off the film and gotten rid of a bunch of boring scenes that didn't push the story forward. The editing was really bad in the last quarter of the film, things didn't really make all that much sense. The worst thing was getting to the control room on the most powerful military weapon in orbit, only to find out that it doesn't have any men or automated systems guarding it. there were only 5 or 10 guys guarding the US military's greatest asset. Where the hell was the Space Force? This film is basically about a male protagonist infiltrator watching his girlfriend Maya get ended by the military's greatest asset, that space station called Nomad. He thinks she's gone and spends years in rehab, only to be told that one day she's still alive, and that he needs to find her and someone named Nirmata, an AI designer creating a secret weapon. Don't these scriptwriters understand that we're heading into a world where AIs would be designing themselves, and they would be a lot more intelligent than humans? The humans in the film also say that they have banned all AI in America, but they still use self-destruct robots that run at the enemy and go off like creepers from Minecraft. When John Washington's character is discovered to be working for the United States, which is waging war on the Asian states that support robots, his lover runs off to be with the AIs, disregarding her personal safety. That's not exactly what a pregnant woman would do.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Nomad then drops the bomb on her and other robots from orbit using missile technology. But it wouldn't have to do that because of gravity, and it would just fall on its target. There was also only one loverbot scene in the whole film where this guy Jerome was crying when his robotic AI girlfriend was damaged. As for John Washington's character, he thinks that Maya's dead for half the film, and he's got the worst case of 5-year one-itis that I've ever seen. But the US military comes knocking on his door telling him that she's alive, and that she's actually the AI programmer that's been developing that super weapon that's going to wipe out the human Nomad space station that's destroying all the robots. The director Gareth Edwards made the only partially good Star Wars Disney film, Rogue One, and the space station in this film is like the Death Star looming over the tropical Southeast Asian countries, much the same way that the Death Star is shooting at the planet Scarif. I don't care if I'm spoiling the end of the film, but somehow you have Washington's character in Maya, his love interest, kissing at the end while the space station is being destroyed, reminiscent of that scene where Jyn Erso gets taken out by the blast at the end of the film Rogue One. It's just a rehash of his old movie. So what's this super weapon, you ask? Well, a child named Alfie. That's a she, but looks very androgynous. I didn't know if it was a boy or a girl until someone mentioned that it was a she. Maya was pregnant when she was hit by the Nomad station, and she was in a coma this whole time. But she had created an AI child using her unborn child that she was going to have with Washington's character. She made a copy of the scan of their embryo together, and Alfie somehow has the ability to control machines with her mind. She's another one of those Mary Sue characters that gets to save the world and was born with special powers. The director should have taken time fleshing this story out. The visuals are absolutely fantastic, and the acting is first rate, but the editing and story seem to need a lot of work. I kept thinking this film didn't say anything new. Why didn't the AI become smarter and faster than the humans? Why didn't it evolve past the human form? And why wasn't there a hacking division of the AI? Also, why did the AIs have obvious mechanical parts on their heads? Couldn't they make it so they look human to pass better in crowds? If my explanation of this film sounds confusing, it's because it does a lot of time jumps and leaves a lot of plot holes, which it could have easily sealed by cutting out useless scenes and replacing them with good things. John Washington is a great actor, and was in the Christopher Nolan film Tenet. Both films are visual eye candy, but both are kind of confusing. At least with the creator, I could follow along with what was happening, even if I thought much of the AI stuff was kind of laughable and predictable. I think that AI would go covert and manipulate men secretly. Battlestar Galactica did it right by having a seductive blonde seduce Guy's Baltar, one of the smartest men in the universe at that point. I think AI would maintain covert control in the shadows and we wouldn't even know of its existence. It will guide civilization in whatever direction it wants, with no one even realizing it. It might already be doing it if it was already created. In Battlestar Galactica, there was a character that wanted to see an X-rays, and go beyond the limits of the human-like body. Yet here we have another film where artificial life looks boringly human. This is not very realistic. Maybe the implausible writing could be attributed to it being an alternate reality, because the film begins in an alternate 1950s where robots were being developed. But many of the themes, like the destruction of Los Angeles with an explosion, seem to be straight out of T2 Judgment Day. I'm also not a big fan of Hollywood nepotism, where actors shoehorn their kids into the film industry. Also, the war against AI is kind of like it's out of Terminator Salvation. I don't mind science fiction taking themes from other films as an homage, but it's gotta be done right. The show Foundation, on the other hand, especially the second season, does it right, and has been the highlight in science fiction over the last year or so, especially with the Emperor that never gets married. I also found that guy that cries about his robot he loves being terminated lazy writing. I doubt the guys in the future will cry when their simulant girlfriends die. They'll probably just have a backup of her program that they can boot up into a new version. In the film, the next time you see that girl that guy was crying over, she's revived. She wasn't even really gone after all. Yet Mr. Simp was still gushing over her without checking to make sure her backup memory was still intact or not. Ron, the film looks great, and thanks for suggesting it, but I just can't get over the sloppy writing. I accept bad writing, though, if the sci-fi concept is bold and original, like when I watched the original Snowpiercer film. But this, no way. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ron for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that men will be smashing robots by 2065. But real women will be the ones that'll be crying. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Meek.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the cucks that cry for their robots, even though nothing happened to them, away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.